Okay, so what do we leave off with here? A yesh mefarshim, okay. Okay, alright, so what's the svar over here? What's the svar over here for Rav Huna, right? Rav Chisda doesn't necessarily have to be any different. But they're arguing on what? On whether Tzoweh is in a place that it's covered by the body itself. But the Malbush doesn't help. Right? And Rav Huna is saying that as long as it's covered by the body, that's okay. And Rav Chisda says it doesn't matter. And Rav Huna's Svara is from Kol Neshama again. Right? Okay, good. You can say Kol Neshama. But the problem is the problem here is finding the definition. Right? It's more or less the problem we deal with every day. So let's present the problem clearly then. What's the psul of here? Where's the psul? Where's the psul of the saying Kriya Shema? If the tzoa is covered. Right, so if you hold like Rav Huna, it's just saying Kol Neshama, so it's basically the nefesh of the person. So everything else is just makom, like we said. Seems like a good starting point. So then the problem is, so if it's all covered, it's covered. The makom is good. Right? In other words, what I'm trying to say over here is that with the old categories, right, with the categories of the original definition, you're not going to be able to work this out. You've got to come up with something new, a new way of looking at things. It has to be something a different approach. Something has to be. You have to have some sort of a new category. Which category are we going to modify?
Can you say that if you keep or saying that there's a neshama that everyone else is makom, there's still different types of makom.
Okay.
It's totally external to you, so all you have to do is like cut that tie.
Something that's totally external to you. Okay.
You mean
so well on the floor?
Right. So covering it over, now you're removed from that cell.
Okay.
But your body is you. So just covering it over to the visual eye, that's not like disconnecting your relationship to the cell. It's still on you.
Okay. Now he's going dangerously close to a fistula. So go ahead. So if the body covers it, question is, I mean, the question you have to ask is, what's the difference between something else covering it and the body covering it? Right? I mean, that's, Mayer's right, that's the main question. What's the difference between the body covering it and something else covering it? If it's a din of being covered, so it's covered regardless. And if it's a din of being on the body, then even if it's covered, it's on the body. Right? Okay, listen. Let's put this. Let me. Sometimes just restating what we have maybe opens up, sparks something. We need a creative spark here. So what do we have so far? We have, where's Zipnik, by the way? And the Yeshua Nehemiah. So what do we have so far? We have like this. What's the old categories? The old categories we were saying that there's either makom. Right? If you say Kol Neshama, then everything else is makom. Or there's a din of guf. And if you say guf, however it's on you, it's on you. Right? Can we have something new? Can we add something new here? Mayor? Huh? Oh. Sounds good, though. Sounds promising. Okay, good. In other words, Rav Huna seems like he has a different idea here. He agrees essentially with the idea of makom, right? But he holds it's the guf as a makom. You understand? That call a neshama talel kol is a good idea, but it means to say that the neshama relates to the body as a makom. Okay, but he differentiates the makom of the guf and the makom of just the stam surrounding. He says that your guf, in order to be mispa, in order to say kriyashma, is a din that your guf has to be like a clean makom. You understand? You got to look at the guf. You got to look at the guf as a makom, as a different kind of a makom. No, no. So now you apply the categories of makom to the guf. Now, as you treat the guf like its own type of makom, so you'll say like this: Is the guf as a makom naki? So that's what Mar is saying. If something is covering it accidentally, right? So then, in terms of the guf, there still is tsoeh. No, what he's saying, that's what his test is. He says, you've got to turn the guf into a makom. And you want to know, is the makom of the guf naki? So then, but since we're saying that the guf is like a makom, so any place that the guf is covering is like a covered, is like within them, is like beneath, is like subsumed inside the makom. Then only the natural surface of the guf itself. See, it's a combination of guf as a body and just an absolute idea of makom in terms of the neshama. He doesn't. According to this svar, Rav Huna says you don't go to, you don't look at it at either extremes. You don't just say kol neshama talakah. So now we just look at everything like a pure makom. And in terms of the neshama, if it's covered, so then there's no relationship to it. But you also don't look at it like the guf itself, just as the body. It's the guf as the seat of the neshama. Okay, it's the guf as the makom that the neshama resides within. So that's, he's saying, that relationship, the guf to the neshama to the guf. To the guf as a makom. Now, to the guf as a makom, it doesn't matter if this clothing's covering it. You understand? It's because the neshama is intrinsically related to the guf as its makom. So now you have to strip away the clothing. The clothing don't affect the makom of the guf with regard to the nefesh. You understand? If there's a makom without me and I enter it, so then I can talk about the makom being. I can talk about the makom aside from me. I mean, I come onto the scene, I leave the scene. There's nothing intrinsic in the relationship between the person and any particular makom. So you can say whatever, as long as the tzoa is mechusa, it's considered like he's accidentally. This is where you were trying to get to, but you got to add one more idea in there. That since there's an intrinsic relationship, then it's a different kind of a makom. You understand? It's a different kind of a makom. So he's saying like this: that the makom is not. You're not going to say that the makom of the guf is naki because an external thing is covering the tzoeh. It's still on the it's still present in the makom of the guf. But since he's treating guf like a makom and not like an intrinsic idea and not like an idea of guf per se, but guf like a makom, so then you say if the thing is covering if the guf itself is covering it. So then it's like adding dirt on top of... so then that becomes the guf as a makom can... wherever it's covering is considered a covered part of the makom. You understand? The guf can cover itself. In this case, we normally say the guf can cover itself. Right? But here it does because it's the guf as makom. Let's see if we can clarify a little bit more. Yeah. Now, all the understanding of Rav Huna... The other understanding of Rav Huna was like either like Rashi or Rav Yonah, that the neshama itself is Mahalel, and it can't be Mahalel mitoch a makom that's not naki. But we were sort of like considering like the goof like part of the landscape. So just like if there was tzoa on the floor and I covered it, it would be good. So if there's tzoa on the goof and I cover it, it's good. But there's nothing special. We're not treating the goof as anything, as any specialized type of a makom, as any unique form of makom. It was just part of the scenery. So just like if the tzoa was with makom acher, that was the part of Rabbeinu Yonah that we had to change. The goof is k'makom acher. The goof is k'makom acher. So just like in a makom acher, if it's mechusa, it's good. So too on the goof. But he's saying like this, saying, no, that's not good. Because the goof is not like makom acher. The goof is definitively makom ha-neshama. So that makom of the neshama, if you want to see whether the makom of the neshama is naki or not, you have to define the makom itself. Clothing is not going to help you in that case. It's just by defining the makom itself. And so it has. So if it's mechusa within what defines it as makom, then it's mechusa. Whereas if it's covered by the very thing that is considered the idea of makom, meaning the guf, so then it's like buried. It's like buried in the. It's like buried in the guf already. In a sense, that is a din of mechusa. But just covering it with clothing is not going to give it a din of mechusa, because we're only regarding like objects. In other words, mechusa means that it's subsumed within the surroundings. So if the surroundings is generalized, just this room or something else. So if I lay down paper on the floor, that would be part of the surroundings. You understand? But the guf as a makom only recognizes the guf as part of it. So if it's mechusa by the guf, then you can say it's subsumed within the surroundings. But if it's on a makom that's megula on the guf, then it's then the makom is not naki. Yeah.
Why would we make that distinction by other levels?
Because there's nothing special about this floor versus sawdust. If I would take dirt and throw it on top of the floor, that would be the floor, right? But if I put a shirt on my arm, that's not my arm. So it's not going to be ole in terms of a kisui if you treat the guf like a special kind of a makom, like a unique din of makom. Yeah. Yes, that's a good question. What does he mean over here? What if you just put your hand over it? I mean, he seems to be saying like this. He seems to be saying that what? It's in a place where it's normal to be covered, right? Okay, let's look at that lashon again. Yeah. Now, it's a good question. Sprung is asking a question over here. What if it's on your leg and you cover it with your hand? Or it's on your arm, you cover it with your hand, whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
It seems like it's not a din in...
Right. See, I think I have the answer why he didn't say the armpit. I think I have the answer to that question. Because the armpit... does anybody know anything about the tar, about mikvah? Anyone know anything about mikvah here? What's the din? What's the armpit? There's something in something called the beis hastaran, right? Where it's considered like a makom that's not really open, like your armpit or something, or your mouth, right? You don't have to be tovel. The water doesn't have to rush into your mouth when you're tovel. That's called the beis hastaran. Just as be roi l'bias mayim. All right, that's your sugya, right? Okay. That's to be roi l'bias mayim. So I think he's trying to say. I think he doesn't want to say that the tzoa is in the beis hastaran. He's saying even more, even though it's not in the beis hastaran, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it's just in a place that normally, by the way you normally stand, is automatically covered. Just has to be a din that it's mechusa from the guf. It doesn't have to be in the makom that we regard normally as sort of internal. But I'm not sure. I mean, I hear what I think Yehuda is right, that he's saying that you have to define it as part of the the natural makom of the guf. It's covered. But I'm not sure. It could be that he's just saying that he's not matir to read unless it's mechusa me'elav. like a gzera type of thing. That if it's in a mokum that you had to dafka do something unusual to cover it, then it's not matir, because you're not gonna necessarily do it. He's saying they're only talking about the normal case where it's, they're talking about the normal case. Guy is tsoa where it's normally covered me'elav. Not saying that you have to, it could be that in Echanami, if you did it, it'd be okay. But that's not the case that they're arguing about. They're arguing about a case where it's normal. But I'm not sure. Then you'd have to say, according to what Yehuda is saying, you have to say two things, right? That it has to be roi to a shame of mechusa, and then it has to actually be mechusa. Saying if you just covered it on your face, you put your hands on your face, right? So then you would have to say that the hand to the face is not a natural chibor. And he's saying it have to be that when you're defining the mechumus of the guf, it goes by the natural orientation of the guf too. Can't just the covering and the covered have to be related to each other in a normal way. Otherwise, even to the guf, it could be foreign. Right, like the hand to the face is just a foreign object. The arm to the inside of your bicep to the side of your body is natural. That's a good spot. But I'm just not sure. Okay, let's take the last problem, the last case of here. The last case is the Rif and the Rambam, right? They have the other girsa, right? The Rambam too? Yeah. They have the other girsa, that it's not that the hand is in the makom, not that the hand is just in the Beis HaKiseh, but it has the tinuf of the Beis HaKiseh, right? It's metunefes, mi Beis HaKiseh. So the problem is, and they don't mention anything about clothing covering the tzoa on the guf. Right? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. It's a big problem. How do you learn it? How do you learn pshat? Hey, echefshar shabiyadav mitunafos minat tzoa oat o tzoa shabibisoro vein of roos yikari kriyashma v'lo mishna shleim ashaninu kama v'yashik mayhem uminat tzoa dal amos v'afilu no mar d'ocha mayri b'yavesho afilu achikosho. Even if it's dry, it's not going to help. That's why he says earlier, right, about being dry. He says, because dry is not going to help. Sharei omru, so kicheres aser, af pishu yavesha, even if it's dry like pottery. Vein reach ro yosimen, afiloch yasur. Rabbeinu Moshe ratza lizor mizu akoshi. He says, the Rambam, he knew this question. Because of, what? Ha yisah, tipas tzoa al besaro. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so the Rambam does modify it. I don't know why the Bach changed it to Tipa, but he has the Tisha seems like the right gear. So anyway, so it's not actual Tzoa, I guess you're saying, right? That's the way he wants to learn. But Shein bo mamoshes el lichluch ba'alma shenis pashet bevisaro. It's like some lichluch that's on his skin from the some residual. So he says he's trying to help out the Rambam, but he says it doesn't work out. Because Mamarashach, basically you're gonna come down to Mamarashach. If it's Tzoah, then it should be Yasser. If it's not Tzoah, then what? In other words, in terms of the machlokas, you're gonna get into trouble. What are they arguing about? Right, isn't that the problem? And what do the psukim have to do with anything? If it's not considered tzoah, then what do you need the reason of kol neshama, right? And if it is tzoah, then not going to be mutter. It's megula. Correct? Isn't that the way he leaves off? Yeah. So the Ramban tries to explain a little bit. So the Ramban. All right. Who wants to try to read the Ramban? Go ahead. Right, so the pshat is that his hands are dirty from the stones that they use to in the bathroom. That was an old, original form of toilet paper. Go ahead. Yeah, so he says there's no tzoa. So he gets rid of the problem. First problem, that there's no tzoa. Right? And and what? But it's me'usa u'metu nefes. And a person would not eat without having washed his hands first. L'fikach omru b'taymed Rav Huna. Go ahead. So that's Rav Huna's svar. That since there's no le'iyah, there's no perceptible tzoa, right? It's not a problem of calling neshama. It's not in the presence of neshama. It's not mahalel in the presence of tzoa. Go ahead. And Rav Chista says, no, it's a problem of Chalatz Mosai. Why? Because this hand is not roy to say Shira. Because the person doesn't is sickened by this, right? The person does. It's interesting. Vizet Pirish Noah. So how do we define this Mahogas? It's a different shot. And I guess you're going to say it's the same thing with the Tzoa and the body. It's just a Tinufis. Yeah, go ahead.
How
is it different than Rabbeinu Yonah? Because Rabbeinu Yonah said either there's tzoa or there's not tzoa. If you're going to say it's so small that it's bottle, so then there's no reason to aser at all. So there's nothing on your goof. That's who's bothered. So why would Rav Chista say it's aser? What's on your goof? It's bottle. So he's saying a chiddush. He's saying you're right. There's nothing on the goof, but what? Nothing on the goof, but what? Factually. It's what? No. Come on, factually speaking.
It's still dirty.
You wouldn't eat with it. He has a different concept, right? So he has a different concept over here. He has a concept that the Rabbeinu Yonah didn't have. That what? That it's possible to say there's an Isser, to say Kriya Shema, even if there's no actual Tzoa on your goof. But what's the svar? See, it's a different kind of a nikias, right? The way we've been learning up till now is kol atzmosai. It's just a question of where, right? Now, is there a din of nikias of the guf or only of the makom? But the idea of nikias was the same, the presence of tzoa. You understand? Now he has a different idea of nikias. Right? That's the new category that we have to look for here. You understand? Each side you're going to have to switch something. You have to enter in a different concept, a different way of looking at things.
What?
Correct. Right, he's tying it to function, exactly. Now it's his idea of guf. Kol atzmosai tomarna. It is a nice, the Ramban does say it's noya. It's a pirish noya. Because what's called atzmosai tomarna? He means to say that describes, he wants to learn it is an active idea. Right? Not the way we're learning kol atzmosai tomarna, that it's just a passive reflection. But it means that the body has to be ready to do things that are considered shevach. So he's saying that you cannot be a mispalel or a mishabeach bepeh if you're not ready for action. And since a person doesn't consider his hand roy for tashmish until it's cleaned off from the tenufas of the Beis HaKisei, he's not ready to be a gavra or mishabeach. You understand? He really agrees with the first one, that there's a difference, that the neshama is really the one that's being mishabeach. It's not a problem of being in the presence of, it's not a problem with makom, but it's a problem of the gavra. It is still a gavra idea, but it's a gavra of action. The gavra of action is the gavra who has to be ready. Can't just be bedaito to be mishabeach. You have to be ready the maisa too. You're not roy to dedicate all of your faculties to to Maisei Shevach, and to expressions of to express b'maisa what you know b'das, then you're not really fully ready to be a mishabech at all. So that's why it's measured by maisa, right? So it comes out we have three ways of going, right? First way is the most each side is the most stark, right? First way is to say that kol neshama means that the neshama, there's only a limited element that's involved in the maisa, and everything else is just generic makom, right? Everything else is generic makom. That's the first ravuna, right? And Rav Chista held that there's an idea of the gavra. And therefore the guf has to, because the gavra is a reflection, his guf is a reflection of how he acts and comports himself is a reflection of his das. So as a cheftza his body has to be a makom naki. Right? Then you had the Yesh Mefarshim was learning a modification of Rav Huna's idea of makom. That's true, the neshama is the mahalel, but it's mahalel from a unique kind of a makom of guf. So then you have to define the makom of guf with the structure of guf itself and take it into account. And if the guf itself covers certain makomos, then in terms of the makom of the guf, those are considered mechusa makomos. Right? And then the last one, but Rav Chista could stay the same. And then the last one is changing the idea in Rav Chista, saying it's not an idea, call it smosai, that the guf is like a cheftza, or it has to be naki, but the guf is the element of action. And if you can't act b'derech naki, you wouldn't do things for yourself with this kind of a hand, then it's not roi as a vehicle of shevach either.
Is it specifically acting in a naki way, or acting at all, and Mikiyas is so much.
I think it's really the same idea. I think that's why the Torah demands Nikiyas, because to not demand Nikiyas would, in your mind, relegate Maisei Shevach to like a lower order of action. You know what I mean? If in your mind you think, well, I do normal stuff with, I wouldn't do a normal thing with the dirty hand, but I would do this. So then it's. It has to be Maisei Hashem. Have to select of your most perfect actions, and since in your general class of action you wouldn't do good things with the dirty hand, it can't. That's not the realm of action that Maisei Hashem has to do. I mean, it would create a strange association in your mind. That's like we always say. Guys say, "Well, I'm a philosopher. Why can't I daven naked? I would, you know, God knows what I am." And this is all just. You know, convention that people are embarrassed about things. Yeah, but the truth of the matter is that is how you feel. And if that is the way you feel, then in your mind you're going to be putting Maisei Hashem into a class of actions that you wouldn't that are inferior to your normal class of actions. Can't say if you really were such a philosopher, you didn't feel embarrassed walking around naked. Then I say Enechanami Abikasha. But you do feel very embarrassed. So you see that in your mind, you don't look at it. You do recognize the difference. You can't pretend that you don't recognize the difference this time.